Blog Talk Radio.
AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0. Money 2.0. Now, helping you excel in business and in life. Here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver and your professional motivational coach. I am the AM 1220 KDOW business coach in the Bay Area, Money 2.0, Business on the Edge. You can catch my show live weekly on www.kdow.biz. Listen live, just click the little button there. Or if you're in any of the nine Bay Area counties, you can pick my show up on that AM dial weekly, Friday night, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. We are prime time. That is the Money 2.0 Business on the Edge show. This is the Blog Talk Radio show, Business on the Edge Extended. You can also connect with me on Twitter, Business on the ED, LinkedIn at Margaret Jackson, and Facebook at Business on the Edge. And, of course, as always, you can email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. I always like to thank our listeners for tuning in. I appreciate your listenership around the globe. My team and I work really hard to bring you shows with great business resources, professional development resources that ignites and inspires your professional and business growth. We really want to be able to get you going and pointed in the right direction with smart tools, smart resources, things to think about that you might not be thinking about. We want you to think about as small business owners, as women in business, as new entrepreneurs, if you will. I always like to start out with a little quote, and I do this on my weekly show, and again, tune in on Friday nights. Here's a quote. Our greatest weakness lies in giving up. Our greatest weakness lies in giving up. The most certain way to succeed is always to try just one more time. The most certain way to succeed is always to try just one more time. So that is Thomas Edison. Our greatest weakness lies in giving up. The most certain way to succeed is always to try just one more time. You know, I might in the future do a show on when to quit, when to get out. There are times that you get to a point in business that you have to cut your losses and get out. But if it is not that time, you certainly want to try just one more time. Tonight's topic is the top ultimate small business owner mistakes. You know, frustration is probably a strong term in terms of seeing so many small businesses fail or go out of business. We know the 5-year mark, 7-year mark, 10-year mark, and many businesses have a really hard time celebrating that 5th year. But top ultimate small business owner mistakes, why or what are things that small business owners do that hinder their progress in developing a great business? Or, and again, when I say great business, that's a great business based on what you want to achieve. You may not want to achieve a Fortune 500 status, and if you don't, that's perfectly fine. But what is it that you want to achieve? What are your goals? How are you mapping out things? And I said this last night. It's exciting, and let me jump back to that really quick. We are doing Monday through Thursday shows, 7 p.m. every night, 30-minute sprints, if you will, on business information, sometimes motivational information, to get you charged or to get you thinking about your next steps or things that could pull you back from that brink of, you know, I just can't do it anymore. You know, I do have a customer. It's time for them to probably get out. That's what I'm recommending. Get out, sell your business, and do something. They love what they're doing. They're just not, they don't need to be the business owner. That's not what they love to do. And again, in my show last night, that's one of the things that I mentioned is maybe you shouldn't be a business owner. Could be. Maybe you should be the employee for some business that are doing things that you have passion for. And all of those things, there's so many topics, there's so many, everything's business, everything. I tell people this all the time. So I'll talk any type of business. I'll talk any industry in terms of business. Now, I'm certainly not an expert in all these different businesses like electrical engineering. I know nothing about electrical engineering, but I do understand that there are industries like test chamber manufacturing that uses this type of skill. Everything's business. Everything. There's business in everything. There's business in church. If you think there's not business in church, then ask the state because they make them get a business license just like everyone else or the proper corporation documentations for them to set up. So everything's business. But what are the business mistakes? What are things that keep us from being the very best business or things that we can bypass? If you listen to some of these things and take some notes tonight, there's things that you can sidestep. We're going to go to a break in just a moment, but I want you to think about, get your notepad, sit down, listen to some of these points, and then make some changes in terms of doing what you need to do to create a right business structure. So we're going to go to a break and I'll be right back in just a moment.
Business coach and host of Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson will keep you on the edge of your seat with new strategies and cutting edge business tips that will keep your business moving in the right direction. She will inspire you to fulfill your dreams, always challenging today's emerging entrepreneurs. Margaret Jackson offers straight talk business strategies that will help you overcome the obstacles you face in the world of business. Go to businessontheedge.biz to learn more about Margaret Jackson and upcoming events. Business on the Edge, keeping it real with host Margaret Jackson. Follow her on Twitter and Facebook, Business on the Edge.
And listen to Business on the Edge with your host Margaret Jackson each and every Friday evening at 6 p.m. Part of Money 2.0. Right here on AM 1220, KDOW.
And I'm back with you. And, of course, you, like I said, you can pick up my live show here in the Bay Area, KDOW.biz. That's KDOW.biz. I am the radio show host and business coach for the Bay Area, AM 1220, KDOW. And if you want more information about what I do, the things that I do for small businesses or the things that I do around the Bay Area and other places, you can go to our website at www.businessontheedge.biz. That's www.businessontheedge.biz to get more information. And like I said before the commercial break, there are mistakes that small businesses make consistently. And you'd think that we would kind of learn from that. Business coaches, business mentors, skilled professionals can help you develop a stronger foundation, you want to be fortified. And fortification in a business allows you to have a strong company. And so I would like to see you have that type of strong company. And I'll give you a little bit more information as we go along in terms of resources on Business on the Edge's website. So what are some mistakes that small businesses make? Number one, and I get it. I said this last night. I get it. Planning. Business plan. Now, when you're working your business, when you're starting your business, I've seen some very flimsy business plans. I've seen business plans that they weren't business plans. They were outlines. They were not business plans. Do I understand that sometimes you're thrown in a situation where you just have to start earning income. You don't have a plan. You're just trying to shop your skills and create an income. I get it. But what you want to do is at some point begin to put some information down on paper. Guys are funny. I have more men, young men, that when I talk to them about their business ideas, they're really excited about it. And small business owners can be very much like kids in a candy store. They have a lot of ideas, a lot of passion, and really no direction. So you kind of have to take them in that candy store and kind of bring them, reel them back in, you know, get their eyeballs back in their sockets, you know, or toy store, and then start putting some things in perspective. I have a 19-year-old, and my 19-year-old son is very, very gifted, very, very talented. I have a background in production and media, and I've worked in the production industry for many years. And he's very interested in being part of this industry. He's in college, and so he's taking the appropriate courses. But there's something that he wants to do, and we're excited about it. But like I told him, if we're going to do this, we're going to do it with a plan. We're not going to just, because what small business owners want to do, or entrepreneurs or visionaries want to do oftentimes that are just kind of flying by the seat of their pants, they want to just jump in and just start doing. Well, if you're an athlete, you don't just go play baseball. You go and practice. You don't just play football. You go practice. You learn the rules of the game. You have someone putting together game plans, right? And so with business, you have to do the same thing. So your plan, even if you can't do it right away or when you first start, when I started my first business, I didn't have a business plan. I was getting, in a nice way, fired. He says, well, why were you getting fired? Sometimes you get fired, not because you did anything, but just because the company's downsizing, and you can, and they called it releasing. And any way that you look at it, not having a job is not having a job. And so for me, fired. Actually, it was really, they did it in a very nice way. And so as a result of that and responding well to that, I was able to start my business 8 days later with the same company that fired me, that said they no longer required my services, but the skill was unique. At that time, I was a editor for a television show. And so they didn't have immediate backup support. And so nonprofit organizations, those are nonprofit organizations, so they're doing a show. And so nonprofits' financial arsenal is not as robust, if you will, as NBC, ABC, you know, these major Fox. So I said, hey, I said, okay, you're firing me, but I'll tell you what, I will keep doing your show at no cost for free until you find someone. Because I had the right attitude, I was able to start my business because they realized that, you know, I am a value and I can bring some resources to the table. So what did it do? What it really transitioned into was my being a contractor for them, which means that they're not paying the overhead for employee taxes, things like that. So there's right ways of doing things. But number one, you know, have a plan. Put your plan together and begin to deploy it. And as you're trying to build your business, yeah, a lot of times small businesses, like I said, there's three types of small businesses, small, medium, large. Small businesses, you don't know. If you don't know, there's all kinds of resources. All kinds of resources to build a business plan. You have them all over the web, all over the web. And one of my favorite places to use for building a business plan is Palo Alto Software. Great, great. You have templates all over the place. Now, let me just warn you for templates. Please, 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 infinity please, do not copy someone else's plan. If you use a template, it is a template for you to be able to have some idea as to how the structure of this plan should go with your ideas, with your creativity, with your skill, with your industry assessments and marketing and all of that. So you're going to need to do that grunt work. in terms of formulating that plan. You have an idea of what content that they're looking for in certain areas, like your mission statement, vision statement, objectives, things that, you know, when you do your objectives, you know, I say keep your objectives like 3 to 5 key things that you want to do. One being, and here's another ultimate mistake, number one, business plan. Number two is no marketing plan, no marketing budget, no marketing anything. Small businesses tend to think, and we're going to go to another break here in just a few seconds, but they think that, okay, I'll start my business, I'll do it, and when I create enough clientele, I'll start marketing. Oh, that is such the wrong thing to do. It is a hindrance to your company, and after this break, I will come back and I will tell you why. And I do not hear anything. Looks like we may have dead air there. I do not know whether or not you are hearing this because I am not hearing it on my end. But in the event that you are, great. If you're not, not good. So we're back. I'm not sure if you heard that commercial or not. It did not play through my speakers. So hopefully you did, and it wasn't just dead air. That's really attractive on radio, blog talk radio. Interesting. So never have had that happen before. In any case, so back to what I was saying is there's some reasons or the reason why it does not work when you say, I am going to get customers and then I'll market. Problem is no one knows you're there. Simple as that. No one knows you're there, which means that not marketing just means that your prospects, your customers do not know that you're there. And if they don't know that you're there, then you can't generate the customers. If you can't generate the customers, you can't generate the finance. If you can't generate the finances, you can't get the finances to market. And so you don't get your name out there. You get no brand awareness. You can have a brand, but no awareness. Just because you have a brand doesn't mean that there's an awareness of your brand. You do understand that. So what do you have to do? It says, well, I don't have any marketing dollars. Well, that's the beauty of the Internet. The Internet is, hey, you got social networking. You have YouTube. You have these freebie wares, and everyone, you can't tell me you don't have $15 a month on Constant Contact to get information pushed out to people that you know to kind of, you know, get familiar with your products and services. Yeah. So social networking is free. LinkedIn, if you're a professional, you better be on LinkedIn. LinkedIn is a great, great resource to share information. So that's awesome in terms of that. With regards to getting you over that hump, those things can get you over that hump. And the other thing is affiliations, partnerships. Create relationships with those that can help give you the resources that you need. Maybe you can barter something. That's a smart way of doing it. So business planning, marketing, don't not market. And don't, you know, there's kind of this taboo around market. And when I say market, I'm really saying advertising. Marketing is really the tool, the plan, the concept, the ideas, if you will, that tells you what you're going to advertise, how you're going to do it, what you're going to sell, or what you're going to do. I just got a message from one of my team members saying it was dead air. So I apologize for the dead air. I'm not sure why that happened. We'll do another commercial and see whether or not that happens again, just because I'd like to test out the system. I apologize for any inconvenience that may or may not be heard in the dead air. So you got business plans, you've got marketing, budget, planning, advertising, get it out there. That should be in your top objectives. What else is out there that small businesses do not do? Do not do. Well, not do not do mistakes that small businesses make. Doing it all. Doing it all. That is it. In fact, CNBC did the top five small business mistakes. Let's just have fun with them for a minute. CNBC, and this was just this year, in the first part of the year, in May 2013, and the number one reason they say small businesses make mistakes is trying to do it all. Trying to do it all. So this is what CNBC says, and if you want this link, you can email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz, and I'll be glad to send it over to you. But this is what they say. In a small business, everyone pitches in and does tasks that fall outside the lines of their job descriptions. But no matter how eager you and your employees are to do it all yourself, know when you're in over your head. And so you have to know when you're in over your head. Don't be afraid to outsource tasks that your team can't handle. So if there's too much, you need to spread out the tasks. So your new venture demands that every aspect is handled by someone who understands what they're doing. And no amount of good intention will turn an IT, for example, specialist, into a good bookkeeper. So sometimes you have to, and again, I get it, small businesses, it's really hard to start a small business with a shoestring budget and pay someone their value for doing IT, doing whatever task. But what you have to understand is you can't do it all. And if you can't do it all, you need to distribute that or outsource it to someone else. And again, affiliations are really great. So you might be able to barter. You might be able to do things. I've done that a lot over the years, you know, in terms of obtaining resources that would allow me to get other things done. So being able to negotiate is a really great skill to develop. And don't be shy about it. And don't barter everything. Don't, you know, you'll have companies coming to you and says, hey, I want to partner with you. Well, what does that mean? You know, we're very, very particular. I'm very particular about when companies come to me and they say, hey, we want to partner with you, and I get that a lot. You do? What does that mean? Typically that means that they want some free air time on KDOW, or they want me to write an article, you know, with a San Jose Small Business or a Women's Business Examiner. I like to call it small business. It's not really small business. It's women in business. But they want something that they like with regards to what Business on the Edge is doing. And so that might not be a good partnership for me. And so I'm very, you know, cognizant about that, and I scrutinize those things. But I do make those partnerships when it makes sense, when it's a win-win. Create a win-win situation. And, again, you can get tools and tips from me from Business on the Edge. You can go to our Business on the Edge Facebook page. We're always posting things, information, sometimes small business contests. You can get information there. You can certainly go to our website for information on things that we do, training classes. We have some upcoming training classes in January to kick the year off right to help you small business owners, professionals, if you're interested in starting a business. But I have the top five essential tools for small business development. That is going to be January 6th. That is a webinar, 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. You can register at my website at businessontheedge.biz. It's going to be a 90-minute webinar that I'm going to share with you the top five essential tools, and you'll see a little demonstration of those tools on that webinar. So register for that. The seats are limited. There's only 25 seats per session. So I like to keep our webinar classes small and tight, so that way if we have time for questions and answers, we can get those out, and you have an opportunity to respond back to me. And then January 13th, we have our creative funding for your small business needs. After you get the top five essentials, you want to think about funding, creative funding for your small business needs. Now, the creative funding class, it's become very popular for businesses to look at other ways of funding without putting your business at high risk with venture capitalists, angel funders, and things like that. So go check out our website, businesstraining.biz. Click on training, the little training button, and you can get information with regards to that as well. I only have a couple of minutes in the show. So what are other things that, other mistakes that small businesses make, other things that they do? Well, money's always an issue, going in without enough capital. You know, and that's CNBC. Now, here's the deal. A lot of small businesses go in without capital. It's just, when I started my first company, I started it with $150. I had no capital. That was the capital. But what was great is that because I was able to step out of my previous job, and this is going to sound bad, but, you know, there's no nice way of saying this. It is not okay to if you lose your job, to go shoot the place up. It's just not, it's not appropriate. That is just bad form, okay? You know, what do you say about that? Are you kidding me? You get a job, and you may get released, fired, let go, laid off, something because of whatever is going on internally in that company. And there's a right way to step away. And it may be an opportunity for you to do, it's certainly an opportunity for you to do something else. That's not rocket science. However, you need to analyze it and look at that and not think that that is your entire world, that you have to go back or someone's going back. And I'm saying this as if someone out there went in and shut up their workplace and actually got away with it. But I'm saying it's inappropriate. And so I didn't do that. What I did was I graciously left. And I loved the place that I was working with. I didn't want to leave. But that wasn't in the cards. And so what I did is I took the high road and said, hey, how about I do this, this, and this to make it easier on you guys? I just lost my husband was like, are you kidding me? It was not a good conversation in my personal household. Very funny. But what it did is it led to a huge opportunity, a whole new world, a whole new opportunity that I was thinking about anyway, starting my own business. It just put me in a position to do it. With a company that I was already working with. I didn't have to prove anything. I started my business with $150 with a brand new contract, and I was making almost twice as much as I was on staff and doing less work as it was in the production, because nonprofits are, you know, they don't have a lot of staffing with things like that. That's kind of a luxury. And so that was like fantastic. So there's right ways of doing things, and we want to make sure that that happens. And it could turn out to be a very, very good thing. So we have about 90 seconds left. You've been listening to Margaret Jackson, business coach, Bay Area, AM1220KDOW.biz. We're going to be back with you tomorrow night with another exciting show. We'll get that information up for you, so be watching out for that. And, again, go to our website, businessontheedge.biz. And you can check out our training classes. You can check out what's coming up on the next show. You can check out our Facebook page. We are coming to you every day, Monday through Friday, Monday through Thursday at 7 p.m. On Fridays, we're going to do some other shows for you. And also what we're talking about doing, which was a great idea with one of our team members, Vanessa, talked about, hey, why don't we post more of our KDOW shows on, you know, out here on Blog Talk Radio, and you can pick them up during the day. You can hear what we're doing on KDOW on Friday nights, and you can participate in the Friday night show if you'd like to, live here in the Bay Area, Silicon Valley. We are hitting it live here. And so, again, remember, there's some mistakes that small business owners are making. The few that I talked about tonight, we only have a little bit of time. We want to make sure that that happens. And so we're going to go out, and until tomorrow night, we will see you then.
business coach and host of Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson will keep you on the edge of your seat with new strategies and cutting-edge business.
Business coach Margaret Jackson and host of KBOW 22.0's Business on the Edge is passionate when it comes to helping entrepreneurs.
Business coach and host of Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson will keep you on the edge of your seat with new strategies and cutting-edge business tips that will keep your business moving in the right direction. She will inspire you to fulfill your dreams, always challenging today's emerging entrepreneurs. Margaret Jackson offers straight talk business strategies that will help you overcome the obstacles you face in the world of business. Go to Business on the Edge.